Welcome to the Recency Belief Podcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danae Mary Louise White, and I am the third oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III equips Christians to stand firm in their faith and offers unbelievers a recency belief.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Reasons to Believe podcast episode number 189. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our Reasons to Believe scripture passage for today is Isaiah 55:11. It reads, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." Our Reasons to Believe featured quote for today is from Dr. Wayne Grudem. He said, "God's words are not simply true in the sense that they conform to some standard of truthfulness outside of God. Rather, they are truth itself. They are the final standard and definition of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, today we are returning to the topic of Holy Scripture, its infallibility and interpretation using our God-breathed book, the Bible, the verbally inspired, eternal, inerrant Word of God by Dr. John R. Rice. Our Reasons to Believe PowerPoint today comes from Chapter 1, Inspiration, Holy Ground, Pull Off Your Shoes, Part 3. Number 2, we are not open to slander and unbelief concerning the Word. Suppose you come to tell us, let us now open the subject of whether your mother was a godly good woman. Let us suppose that she may have been a hypocrite with no true love for God and no righteousness in her life but an unclean and immoral woman. Suppose we consider the charge that she had no love for you or her family. Do you think I would come to discuss amicably such slanderous opinion of my mother, and that I would come without convictions and without well-formed opinions? Could one come, or would one want to come, with an open mind to consider with evil men their slanderous suppositions? Let me use the first person. I would scorn the suggestion. I remember the sweet songs she sang as she went about the house. I remember how I wept, just a 5-year-old boy, when she sang, "Turn Away From The Beautiful Gate. Oh, what if I should miss heaven," I thought. Turned away from the beautiful gate. Oh, what if I should miss heaven, I thought. I remember when I told her a childish lie. She was so moved that she told me God hated a lie. I remember how she loved us all, how she labored and toiled to care for a big family without modern conveniences in a country home. I remember standing near her deathbed when she made all promise to meet her in heaven, when she asked my cousin to sing "How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord, is Laid for Your Faith in His Excellent Word." I remember now how she lifted glad hands and said, "I can see Jesus and my baby now." Then she fell asleep in Jesus, not to be sick or poor or to sorrow anymore. I already know more about my godly mother's character than any foolish or wicked detractor, so I am not open-minded on that subject, and only a fool would expect me to be. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming, we will continue looking at this topic and others in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your infallible, inerrant, and inspired Holy Word. Help us to love it, cherish it, obey it, live by it, and apply it to our lives, and witness from it to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you have never trusted this Jesus, please know that Jesus loves not only me, Jesus loves you. And if you want to be saved by Jesus today, here is how. Believe in God the Father. Believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins. He shed his blood for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. What a great deal. Until next time, my beloved, please keep in mind these reasons to believe. God bless you.